KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some dense fog still in the listening area. We look for patchy dense fog to continue through about 9 a.m. Skies should become mostly sunny today, and we'll have a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In the news, Governor Terry Branstad yesterday issued a disaster emergency proclamation for four Iowa counties in response to recent severe weather. The proclamation covers Adair, Guthrie, Ringgold, and Warren counties following severe weather and heavy rains on September the 9th. State resources can now be used to help the affected communities in those counties. The proclamation also activates an individual assistance program, or IAP, that grants up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level. The money can be used for temporary housing, home and car repairs, and other items. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County said Wednesday that a woman from Menlo was arrested on drug and other charges following a traffic stop that took place last Friday. A deputy stopped a vehicle driven by 33-year-old Heather Marie Luckenbill of Menlo at around 1 a.m. Friday for being driven with the headlights off. And during the course of the traffic stop, the deputy became suspicious that the occupants were under the influence of methamphetamine. A search was conducted of the vehicle and approximately 1 gram of meth was located. Luckenbill was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was transported to the Guthrie County Jail and underwent testing for suspicion of driving under the influence of a controlled substance. Additional charges are pending. An Iowa chiropractor accused in the past of inappropriately touching female patients can resume practicing, according to a state board, which announced that on Wednesday. The Iowa Board of Chiropractic's decision to reinstate Stuart Hovind's license is contingent on several conditions. He's on a permanent probation and will need a female chaperone present when treating patients who are women. He also must submit to polygraph testing every 6 months. Hovind, who's from Winterset, had been accused multiple times of inappropriately touching his patients' breasts. Two women reported incidents in 2012. Other patients reported incidents in 2004 that included alleged inappropriate comments of a sexual nature. Hovind's license was suspended indefinitely in January of 2013. He later expressed interest in returning to work, but the board ruled in September of last year that he wasn't ready. A document filed by the board this month said Hovind has fully complied with the requirements for seeking reinstatement. That includes completing individual and group therapy, as well as finishing a coaching program on professional sexual misconduct. Hovind previously had clinics in Winterset and Osceola. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that a man from Adair had been arrested. 18-year-old Matthew Paulson was taken into custody on Wednesday on a warrant out of Audubon County for theft in the fifth degree. Paulson was brought to the Cass County Jail and later turned over to authorities in Audubon County. On Tuesday, Atlantic Police arrested 33-year-old Emily William of Atlantic for driving while barred. That same day, 44-year-old Carl Kemp of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for violating a no-contact order. William and Kemp were booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Rick Bocamp, age 50 of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rick Bocamp will be held today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorena Reisgard, age 54, and Ronnie Reisgard, age 61, both of Exira, died September the 8th and September the 12th, respectively, at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Joint funeral services for Lorena and Ronnie Reisgard will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marilyn Prawl, age 82, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marilyn Prawl will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Leona Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlene Sanney, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Charlene Sanney will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, who is formerly of Atlantic, died June the 9th in Idaho. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merwin Brown, age 81, of Beaumont, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died September 2nd. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson of Elkhorn this Saturday from noon until 4. Helen Langenfeld, age 91 of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be Saturday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dudley D. Paul, age 62 of Jacksonville, Florida, died June the 10th. Services for Dudley Paul will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Armstrong, age 77 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Armstrong will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Louise A. Smith, age 66 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Louise Smith are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Ansi today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.